This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. President Joe Biden has signed a series of executive orders aimed at stemming the coronavirus pandemic in the United States, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
He's essentially serving notice that the response is under new management.
We're in a national emergency. It's time we treat it like one.
The president signing 10 executive orders, including ones to boost vaccinations and mask wearing. They're now required when traveling, even as he orders new aggressive measures, comparing them to a wartime effort. The president warns there will be setbacks and the pandemic will get worse.
We didn't get into this mess overnight. It's going to take months for us to turn things around.
But his message to a country waiting for action?
Help is on the way.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The head of the World Health Organization has hailed the United States' announcement that it would remain part of the UN body, saying it was a good day for the WHO and a good day for global health. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is the WHO Director General.
The role of the United States, its role, global role, is very, very crucial. And I send my deep thanks and warm congratulations to President Biden and Vice President Harris and to the American people.
President Joe Biden's top medical advisor on COVID-19, Dr. Anthony Fauci, on Thursday announced renewed U.S. support for the World Health Organization after it had faced blistering criticism from the Trump administration. The United States, under former President Donald Trump, had been the highest profile and most deep-pocketed holdout from the COVAX facility, which is meant to help ensure that poorer nations get access to vaccines. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Dozens of people were killed and scores injured in a twin suicide bombing in Baghdad on Thursday. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Suicide bombings have become rare in the Iraqi capital since Islamic State was defeated in 2017. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. But Iraqi authorities called it a terrorist incident. And the head of Iraq's civil defense said Islamic State could have been behind it. Iraq's military said two attackers wearing explosive vests blew themselves up among shoppers at a crowded market in Tahrir Square in central Baghdad. Islamic State militants remain in Iraq, waging an insurgency against Iraqi forces and attacking local officials in parts of the north. Government and military officials believe Islamic State is no longer capable of taking over significant territory, but expect it to continue to wage attacks that threaten Iraq's stability and security.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. U.S. officials say President Joe Biden is proposing a five-year extension of a nuclear arms treaty with Russia. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The new START treaty is set to expire next month. It's the last remaining agreement constraining the U.S. and Russian nuclear weapons, limiting each country to no more than 1,550 deployed nuclear warheads. Russia has said for some time it would welcome an extension, and while the Trump administration did make a late bid to extend the treaty, it came with conditions rejected by Russia. Meanwhile, NATO's Secretary General is calling on the U.S. and Russia to extend the treaty and to broaden it. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Salisbury Cathedral in southwestern England has become a vaccination center as the government expands its shot program to larger, unconventional venues to speed delivery. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The calming notes of Bach and Handel help to put nervous residents at ease as they take their first shot of the coronavirus vaccine. The cathedral's music director, David Halls, believes it's the ideal scenario to get the jab.
Well, I don't think it's any surprise that if you play quite calming music, or music which people know, which I think is important as well, it has one of those effects on the human spirit.
Local resident Derek Dunbar was looking forward to his vaccination day.
It just feels like coming in and out because of the music. It gives you a sort of feeling of pleasure.
The UK plans to offer a first dose of vaccine to more than 15 million people by mid-February as it targets the country's oldest and most vulnerable residents in the programme's first phase. Karen Chamas, London.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials closing lower, but the Nasdaq and the S&P 500 in positive territory. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.